Good afternoon. This is your RTL Today News at midday, 1 o'clock. I'm John Baker. A police officer who struck a restrained victim in the face with a running start while wearing reinforced gloves in 2019, causing multiple facial fractures, has been sentenced to 6 years in prison, five of them suspended, and fined €10,000. Four other officers present who helped restrain the victim while their superior struck him and later assisted in destroying evidence and falsifying witness statements were each handed 3-year prison sentence, fully suspended and also fined. 6 years since the tragic death of 2-year-old Emran, who was killed when a huge piece of an ice sculpture collapsed at Luxembourg City's winter market on the Place Guillaume d'Eux, the family still has no answers on who is responsible, where the main mistakes lay, and how this was even possible. The case was expected to have closed in 2021, but has still not gone to trial. Agriculture Minister Martine Hansen and Labour Minister Georges Michaud have unveiled a bill aiming at simplifying and clarifying occasional work and specific tasks in viticulture and fruit production. Milking cows, harvesting grapes, picking strawberries or Mirabel plums, for example, will all now be legal on a Sunday, although it is still unclear whether Sunday work will be allowed in vineyards. In international news, firefighters in Hong Kong are continuing their search through scorched buildings after a devastating fire tore through a high-rise housing complex yesterday, killing at least 44 people and leaving hundreds unaccounted for. Authorities are investigating what sparked the disastrous blaze, which is the worst in decades for the city. And the study will investigate the presence of bamboo scaffolding and plastic mesh wrapped around the structure as part of construction work. And Pope Leo XIV has arrived in Turkey for a 4-day visit where he will hold talks with President Erdogan and meet Christian leaders on the first overseas trip of his papacy. He starts in the Turkish capital, Ankara, and after paying his respects at the mausoleum dedicated to Mustafa Kemal Atatürk, the founder of modern Turkey, and meeting Erdogan, will head to Istanbul. In sports, Switzerland's Super-G Olympic champion Lara Gut-Berami will miss the Winter 2026 Games after rupturing knee ligaments while training in the United States a week ago, the Swiss Ski Federation has announced. As a result, she has left the door open to making a U-turn on her decision to retire at the end of the season. And finally, former Tour de France winner Geraint Thomas has been appointed as director of racing at Ineos Grenadiers, the British team has today announced. Thomas will work closely with senior management, providing input into issues such as race strategy and rider recruitment. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, check out rtltoday.lu. The early morning mist has all but cleared. However, we are left with fairly cloudy skies, which will persist for the duration of the day. It should stay dry, however, for the most part, and it is chilly. Current temperature is around 3 degrees, although it does feel colder than that.